Shmuel Beis Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Chaf Beis. The unthinkable occurs. Achitofel has given what sounds like almost insane advice to Avshalom. Avshalom is taken aback, but he's considering it. He thinks it's going to make him legendary. It certainly is, but not in the way he has in mind. So Chaf Beis Vayatu La Avshalom HaOhel Al Hagag. So they prepared. They spread a tent on top of the house, on the roof for Avshalom, out in public. The tent is for a modicum of modesty, sort of, in the sense that nobody's necessarily going to actually see it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu had sent Nebuah through Nasan HaNavi, as we saw in an earlier parak, where he said it was going to be happening, Tachas HaShemesh. I don't remember the exact phrase, Bira Os HaShemesh, that it was going to be done in public, the sin of David's wives, and it's going to be committed in such a way that the sun will see it. And so this is the way that's going to be fulfilled, is it's going to happen in a public venue on the roof, under a tent. Nowadays we make tents outside for Minyanim, he made a tent outside for a much different purpose. Now, it doesn't say that Avshalom spread the tent. It says that the tent was spread for him. That's Achitofel doing the setting up to have it done in such a way. He wants this to be the cause of Avshalom's direct downfall and eventually Achitofel taking the throne. So the servants spread a tent on the roof with great fanfare so that everybody knew something big was happening. Vayavo Avshalom al pilag she aviv le'enei kol Yisrael. And Avshalom went in and came upon the pilagshim, the concubines of his father, in front of the eyes of all of Klal Yisrael. As we had said back in Perek Yud Beis in the Nevuah of Nasan, presumably all 10 women. So he's demonstrating his great potency, he's demonstrating his great power in the most elemental, earthy way possible that pagans would have been very quick to admire. One can imagine the Romans or the Greeks talking great compliments about such a man and what a manly man he is. But of course, for Jews, it's just astonishing time and time again. And the Mefarshim say that the fact that it happened on the roof also had yet another element of Midah Keneged Midah in it. Because when David climbed up all the way back at the beginning of the Maisa Batsheva in Perek Yud Aleph, he climbed up to the roof and from there he beheld Batsheva. And so that was the cause of all the trouble. So the trouble started on the roof, so the punishment is going to take place on the roof as well. And these poor women who had been left Lishmar Habayis to guard the house. Instead, they're put in a position of victimhood. And finally, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Va'atzas Achitofel Asher Yo'atz Bayomim Hohem. Why is it that the Sanhedrin didn't say anything against this? Why isn't any report that Hushai spoke up against this? Why was nobody horrified by this astonishing breach of everything that Jews and that the royal family of David stands for? Why didn't anybody object? So why didn't anybody object? Because of who Achitofel was. The advice of Achitofel that he advised in those days, Kasher Yishal Ish Bidvar Hashem, it's written in the Ksav in the Nach, Kasher Yishal Bidvar Hu Elokim, without the word Ish. But it's read with the word ish. It was as if a man inquired directly of the word of Hashem. He was like the word of the Lord. He was taken as everything he said being God's words. When anyone would ask Achitofel for advice, he would say, do exactly what I tell you. And if you don't believe me, go inquire of the Urim V'Tumim, and you'll see that I have told you Dvar Hashem. How many people who give psak, how many poskim, can say the Urim V'Tumim will back me up on everything I tell you? People looked upon him, the Me'am Loez says, as more a malach than an ordinary man. And we're told to look upon our chazal, our chachamim, as malachim. But Allah has kama v'kama, how much further they have to fall when they do trip and fall and get things wrong. He is definitely getting things wrong. That's why the word ish is not written, it's only spoken. Because kasher yishal ish v'dvar hu elokim, to show that people didn't even think of him as an ish. He was kind of superhuman. He wasn't even mortal. He was above that. Kein kolatzas Achitofel. This was true of how people regarded all of the advice of Achitofel. Gam le David, both with David, gam le Avshalom, and also with Avshalom. So Achitofel is one of the greatest men of the Jewish people. And he's the closest advisor to David of Avshalom. And whenever he gives them advice, everyone takes it as being practically divine when he says so. So nobody was going to question it, even though he said something that's absolutely outrageous. But what we're going to see is that this pasuk is the kesher between what happens in this parak, which is awful, and what happens in the next parak, which is the salvation of David HaMelech. Because the advice of Achitofel was always taken at its word, and nobody could ever question it or challenge it, and because so many people had always gotten good advice and good psak from Achitofel, it never occurred to them to question. And when he's going to give some bad advice next parak, and have Avshalom mess up in his military strategy to take the kingdom away from David, that's going to end up being the undoing of the entire usurpation and rebellion. So Avshalom later on is going to doubt Achitofel. I'm sorry, I may have misspoken a second ago. Achitofel is actually going to give him good advice, I'm sorry, when it comes to chasing David. But Avshalom, still kind of shell-shocked from what happened here, is going to doubt him and waver. And in fact, if Achitofel had been followed in Perek Yud Zayin, it could have been the end of everything for David. But instead, Hashem sort of arranged it that Achitofel was going to undo his own legitimacy and his own trustworthiness here, so that later he's not going to be listened to. So we'll see that. That's what's coming in Perek Yud Zayin. But in the meantime, David is on the run and Avshalom is committing unthinkable acts.